Florida's refusal to go along with the Affordable Care Act could cost its largest counties billions of dollars. With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Ladsman.
And good morning, Wanda. With the re-election of President Obama, Florida lawmakers and Governor Rick Scott are faced with their next move on the Affordable Care Act. The state is refusing to implement it. John Dorschner writes about health care for the Miami Herald. He says at stake is more than $6 billion in federal funding for Miami-Dade and Broward alone over the next decade, coupled with the possibility of health insurance for a large percentage of the nearly 1.5 million people in both counties who now lack that coverage.
The governor has said that his mind has not changed because of the reelection. However, the leaders in the legislature are rethinking the issue. I talked to Don Gates, who is the incoming head of the Florida Senate, and he said, I don't like this law, but it is the law. And now that Romney is defeated and the chance of Obamacare being stopped, Gates thinks that the Florida legislature has got to take a serious look at it and try to figure out a way that they can work with the feds.
Last week, Governor Scott admitted he agreed there needed to be a discussion about how Florida deals with the ACA. Many of the provisions are set to go into effect in January of 2014. The federal government says it will step in and implement programs the state refuses to comply with. Last week, nearly 70% of Miami-Dade voters approved a massive bond measure to fix aging schools and boost technology in classrooms. And now that it's passed, Miami Herald reporter Laura Eisensee tells us what happens now.
In a fast-paced campaign, Miami-Dade Schools Chief Alberto Carvalho pushed hard for voters to approve the $1.2 billion bond referendum.
Yes, it was personal for me, but the face of this were the face of kids across Miami-Dade, the face of community leaders, politicians, elected officials, and business leaders, parents and teachers alike, who believed.
But now comes the hard part, rolling out the massive renovation program and living up to campaign promises. Right now, people can check what their schools need on the district's website, things like air conditioning repair, new paint, and plumbing. Carvalho says residents will have more information about individual school projects soon.
Over the next few weeks, we hope to engage, now that it's approved, in very, very aggressive conversations in terms of budget timelines and budget estimates, populate those on the website, and move forward.
Miami-Dade schools will get the first round of bond money next summer, at least $200 million. The last time Miami-Dade residents approved a bond program in 1988, it was a disaster. Projects were delayed and millions were wasted. Carvalho promises that won't happen again. I'm Laura Eisensee in Miami.
And coming up at 6:34 in our feature slot, we'll hear about the Soul Bowl. The annual high school game played in Miami-Dade County has lost a little bit of its luster. And speaking of sports, the Miami Heat bounced back from a grisly loss in Memphis with a comeback win in Houston last night over the Rockets, 113-100. LeBron James with a season-high 38 points. The Chris Bosh had 24 and 10 rebounds, while Dwayne Wade added 19 for the Heat and made 10 three-pointers and shot 51% overall from the field. Miami now 6-2 continues their road trip in L.A. against the Clippers tomorrow. For more news, go to WLRN.org, and from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.